AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Near Los Angeles today, Ippe Muzahara, the former interpreter for Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani, pleaded guilty to bank and tax fraud charges. He could face more than 30 years in prison. Muzahara admitted he stole nearly $17 million from Ohtani to pay off sports gambling debts. He's also required to pay Ohtani restitution that could total nearly $17 million, as well as more than $1 million to the IRS. San Diego Padres infielder Tucapito Marcano has been banned for life, three others suspended for 1 year for betting on baseball. Here's the AP's Gethin Kulbaugh.
MLB said Marcano placed 387 baseball bets totaling more than $150,000. Oakland Athletics pitcher Michael Kelly was suspended for 1 year for betting on baseball while in the minor leagues. Minor leaguers Jay Groom of San Diego, Andrew Saul Frank of Arizona, and infielder Jose Rodriguez of Philadelphia were also suspended 1 year for betting on big league games.
President Biden is rolling out a new migration order that aims to shut down asylum requests. Senior administration officials say the order will go into effect when the number of border encounters between ports of entry hit 2,500 per day. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the president has insisted for months he has done all he can at the border.
And now, suddenly, now he wants to issue some weak executive order. One, by the way, one executive order, supposedly to try to address the issue. It's window dressing. Everybody knows it. If he was concerned about the border, he would have done this a long time ago.
Prosecutors in Delaware played audio of Hunter Biden reading his memoir to set the scene at his federal gun trial. The president's son is accused of lying to a federally licensed gun dealer, making a false claim on his application by saying he was not a drug user. Attorney General Merrick Garland rebuked Republicans for what he described as unprecedented attacks on the Justice Department. This is AP News. Wisconsin's attorney general filed felony forgery charges against two attorneys and an aide over paperwork falsely saying Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential race there.
The charges were filed against attorneys Kenneth Chesbro and Jim Tropas and former Trump aide Mike Roman, who allegedly delivered Wisconsin's fake elector paperwork to a Pennsylvania congressman staffer in order to get them to then Vice President Mike Pence on January 6, 2021. Michigan and Nevada have also criminally charged fake electors. All three men are due in Dane County Circuit Court on September 19th. They each face one felony count punishable by up to 6 years in prison and fines of up to $10,000. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The CDC is recommending some people should consider taking an antibiotic as a morning after pill to try to prevent certain sexually transmitted diseases. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.